So do you think that people who don't care about the environment or like the nuclear physicists scoff at the information about plutonium, it's they're out of their body, they're not in touch with that part of the world, or are they just, what do you think?
I think that it's more complex than simply an individual being out of his or her body. One of the things that I love to do is bash science. One of the jokes that I tell as often as possible is that my first degree was a BS in mineral engineering physics from Colorado School of Mines with an emphasis on BS. Simply because science systematically separates, science is the study of objects by definition, and the purpose of science is to control things. That's, I mean, I can sort of sense the sphincters of scientists in the audience are sort of quivering at this point. But be that as it may, that doesn't mean that individual scientists necessarily hate their bodies any more than Christianity, historical Christianity, is responsible for the deaths of God knows how many women, God knows how many indigenous peoples. That doesn't mean that the individual Christian necessarily hates women or hates indigenous peoples. So it's more complex because the problems are systematic. The problem isn't that that particular scientist was out of his body. The problem is that he was living within, okay, we're gonna go a different direction for a second, yet again. A lot of the doctors at Auschwitz actually did the best they could. Many of them actually attempted to alleviate the suffering of the Jews as best they could within the confines of the Auschwitz reality. So in other words, they didn't question the larger picture. They didn't question killing them in assembly line mass murder. They didn't question starving them to death. They didn't question any of this stuff. Within those confines, they would actually try to treat them the best they could. And one of the ways they might do this is if one of them gets typhus, they would kill them because it's a contagious disease and they wanted to make sure the others didn't get it. I'm not saying what they did is okay. I'm saying they're not questioning the bigger picture. So many scientists, you know, that particular scientist, I didn't actually know him. That was our only conversation we ever had. So within the confines of industrial scientific civilization, he may be a great guy, but he's not questioning that. It's kind of like the old Andrea Dworkin line about within a patriarchy, every act of intercourse is an act of subjugation. When I first read that, I was really offended. It's like, me? Maybe everybody else. But then the more I thought about it, the more I think that that's really, in a sense, true. I think what she's really meaning, I don't know, but what I took from it is that there are unquestioned assumptions, and that until we question those assumptions, every act of intercourse is going to be an act of subjugation. Once we question those assumptions, then we can start liberating ourselves from them one by one. And we can say the same for race relations. We can say, because the whole culture is based on domination, top to bottom, inside out. So it's like every act of teaching is going to be an act of subjugation. What about the fact I'm sitting up here, you're all sitting there, as opposed to us sitting in a circle, you know, all that.
You talked about science as a means of education, as a means of inculcation, and accounting as a means of making killing easier. Do you think that quantification has any role in liberation or in healing?
I think that one can use science. When I filed timber sale appeals, I would certainly use the best science available. Now, I think it's a great question to which I don't have an immediate answer, except to say that things are so screwed up, we should use every tool we can, including science, including quantification. It's kind of, I read this somewhere, it's the lawyer's dilemma. And it's talking about environmental stuff. If I do a timber sale that says that you shouldn't cut this hillside because these trees deserve to live, ain't happening. But if I do it because it violates NEPA, NFMA, blah, 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 then I've got a chance of winning. But that doesn't question those underlying assumptions. So the lawyer's dilemma is, okay, you're in the South, you're a lawyer, your client is facing a racist judge, and you know that if you can prove that your client is 1% white, you'll get him off. If you can't, your client's gonna die. What do? Do you go before the judge and say this is racist and ridiculous and have your client die? Or do you try to show that your client is 1% white? Do you buy into the system enough to save that individual life?